This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com.
Remembrance Day. Lest we forget. November 11th is a day of remembrance. Different countries use a different name for this day. In Belgium and France, it is called Armistice Day. In Britain and Canada, it is Remembrance Day. Americans call it Veterans Day. This day marks the anniversary of an important peace agreement. Do you know the name of the peace treaty? It was called the Armistice. In 1918, after 4 long years at war, Germany agreed to stop fighting the Allied forces. The war ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. From that day forward, November 11th became a day of remembrance. On November 11th, veterans march in parades and lay wreaths on war monuments. Children learn about the wars and share poems about world peace. At 11 a.m., a moment of silence takes place at Remembrance Day services. A trumpet or bugle player plays a memorial song called Last Post. In many countries, the poppy is a symbol of November 11th. The poppy is a bright red wildflower. It bloomed across major battlefields in World War I. Its red color symbolizes the bloodshed. When you wear a poppy, you honor those who fought and died for peace. Some people call November 11th Poppy Day. The phrase, "lest we forget," is a promise connected with November 11th. After World War I, people promised not to forget the pain and sorrow of war. The poppy acts as a reminder of this phrase. Have we kept this promise?
For a complete lesson based on this episode, join ESLLibrary.com. With ESL Library, preparing for class is easy.